Morning and greetings of peace from Bharat, India. Collective consciousness is a power, and we need to use this power, especially during the current time, to create a world which we all desire. But one is to desire, and the other is to create it, to manifest it. If we take a second and ask ourselves, what is it that I want in the world? And I'm sure every mind is going to say, we want peace, we want happiness, we want harmony, unity. We're very, very clear here. There's no confusion here. What kind of world we want? Even in schools, when kids are asked to draw and paint, what kind of world they want. Even those little kids are very, very clear what kind of planet they want. So we're all sure of what we want. Our intention is the same. So that itself is the first step of collective consciousness, where all of us have the same intention. But now, along with the intention, we also have to take some little baby steps to manifest that intention into a reality. So collective consciousness means the state of mind of every human being in that space. So first, collective consciousness, just look at your home. For the last more than a year, most of us have been at home, not just alone, but as a family. And we need to check what's been the energy of the house. So what is the collective consciousness of a home? It's the energy, the state of mind of every individual living in that house. So now if you're 2, 4, 6, 8 living together, which includes everyone who's living in that space, the state of mind of all those living in that space home will create the energy of the house. So if we go into a township where there are many identical houses, they look identical, they are structurally identical. Let's assume that even the interior is identical, hypothetically, though it's not, but let's assume. And if it's identical, but if you walk into every house, it doesn't feel identical. It looks identical, but it doesn't feel identical. Why does every home energy feel different? Because of the state of mind of people living in that house. That's the power of collective consciousness. Now, when we enter a home, it's somebody else's house. We who are living in that house would not realize it because that energy is our comfort zone. We're living in that energy. So sometimes we are not able to feel the energy of the house, that what is different here. But anybody who walks into that house can feel that energy of the house. And so some homes give you a feeling of peace, harmony, tranquility. The mind gets silenced when you enter that house. And some homes, we will feel an energy of unrest, a disturbance, a turmoil. It all depends on state of mind of the people living in that home. So if the minds living in that home are often stressed, anxious, irritated or angry, worried, hurt, holding on to the past, these normal, which we call normal, but which are not normal, but these so-called normal emotions by the world, which many minds allow themselves to create. It's just in the mind first. Nobody can see it. It's in the minds. And sometimes it comes out as words and behavior. But often it's all in the mind. Now, so if that is the energy of the mind, then that will be the vibration of the house. So just create a picture. 4 people living at home. Put all their 4 minds together like this. And that's creating the energy of the house. Now, if we want to change that energy of the house, do all 4 need to change? We can't keep waiting that all 4 will change. But even if 1 out of that 4 changes, even if one out of that four creates a shift, which means shifts from stress to calm and stability, shifts from anger to empathy, respect, compassion, shifts from complaining to gratitude, shifts from criticism to appreciation and motivation, shifts from hurt to forgiveness and letting go, shifts from competition to kindness, sharing, cooperation. Just a shift here. That's it. If only one out of those four create that shift here, and not that it's going to shift from black to white like this in one day, but starts creating the shift, which means that individual is shifting from a lower vibrational energy gently, gradually, to a higher vibrational energy. This is where spiritual study, meditation makes this very easy, because we all love those feelings of compassion, gratitude, acceptance, empathy. We all have them, but now we need to create them most of the time, almost all the time. So to do that, to make that easy, spirituality, meditation, if one individual, only one at home starts, so four at a lower vibrational of stress, anxiety, fear, and then one out of those four creates a shift and starts shifting to a higher vibrational energy. Does not wait that all three have to change, but one starts shifting to a higher vibrational energy. Now the energy of this one starts radiating in the house, and then the vibration of the house influences these three. And then the vibration of this individual, because energy always flows from higher to lower. Energy doesn't flow from lower to higher. So often we find ourselves saying, I got influenced by their negative vibrations. I don't like the energy I'm getting from them. Never think like that. Energy cannot flow from lower to higher. It's a law of energy. Energy always flows from higher to lower. Have you ever seen water flowing like this? Unless they use a machine for that. Natural water will always flow like this. So energy always flows from higher to lower. So when one of us at home start creating that shift is going to happen in the house. Now the other three, one at a time, it doesn't all happen like magic. It's very gentle, gradual. One at a time, each one of them will start shifting. Very little, gradual. And the vibration of the home will start changing. And we can reach a stage where all four of them are shifting to that high vibrational stage, and the energy of the house will start changing. And it can reach a stage where it was originally a vibration of fear, anxiety, stress, conflict, to a stage where the vibration is of peace, tranquility. Where now, once that's the vibration of the house, now let a guest enter into this house. And the moment that guest will enter into that home, they will feel an energy shift. They will feel peace. They will feel power. Just like we all feel it when we enter a place of worship or we enter into a meditation center. Just check the last time you entered into a meditation center, you entered into a meditation room, or you entered into a place of worship. Church, temple, gurdwara, mosque, just enter. And you enter there and start feeling nice. You haven't yet meditated, haven't yet prayed, but just you enter and you say, I'm feeling so peaceful here. The clutter, the noise that is there in the mind starts silencing. How does this happen? I still haven't meditated. Maybe I don't even know how to meditate. How did this happen? It's because of the impact of the collective vibrations of that place on me who has entered. Who creates the collective vibrations of a place of worship or a meditation center? Each one of us. Each one of us. Because when we go into the place of worship or meditation, our thoughts are very different. Thoughts are very different. Our thoughts are of love for the divine power, gratitude to the divine power. When we pray, we chant, we meditate. Every word is a high vibrational word. Every word is a high vibrational word. And because we create that energy in that place day after day, day after day, day after day, it builds a collective vibrational frequency of that place. And then people will travel from all over the world to come to that place. Don't we all travel from all over the world? I want to go there. What is it over there? It's that collective vibrational energy which each one has created by only creating pure, powerful, divine thoughts on a daily basis in that place. That's the power of collective vibrational frequency. Now, we know the vibration of the house. You can see the vibration of your workplace. What is the energy that you create at work is different from the energy we create at home. And so when we leave work and enter home, there is a shift in the mind because here the vibrations are different. Workplace, the vibrations are different. Go to a shopping mall, go to a restaurant, vibrations are different. Collective thoughts of everybody in the shopping mall are different. Now, the same people will go to the place of worship. So it's not a different set of people. So people are not changing, but people are changing inside. So the same people go to work, the same people go to a shopping mall, they go to a restaurant, and the same people go to a place of worship or a meditation center. But when they go to that specific place, thoughts and feelings are different. Intentions are different. Words are different. Body language, behavior is different. And everything is a vibration. Our thoughts, feelings, intentions, memories, words, behavior, this is energy. This is energy. And around us is an aura, an energy field. And when we enter a place, our energy field walks before us. The energy field enters first and there we work physically. So every place has a different collective consciousness, but we are the same people who are creating the collective consciousness of the place. Now, let's go at a bigger level, starting from the mind to the home, to the workplace, to the shopping mall, to the place of worship, and now the planet, our home. Everyone's home, the planet, where we all live. What is the collective consciousness of the planet? What is the global vibrational frequency of the planet? Simple checking. If the global vibrational frequency, which means the energy vibration of the planet, in 2019 December or 2020 January was here, okay, if it was here, because all over, billions of us have been living our lives saying stress, anger, competition, and all these emotions, we've called it normal. And we are creating them on a daily basis, on a daily basis. So really, the global vibrational frequency is not divine. It's definitely not divine and pure because billions of minds creating these ordinary, sometimes negative vibrations on a daily basis, many times in a day. But it's suppose here, now, this is still January 2020. The global vibrational frequency was here and came COVID, which was just a physical health issue. But almost all of us, most of us said fear and anxiety is normal. Everybody said it's the first time the globe has been hit by the same situation. Because that's a visible situation. But it's also probably the first time that the entire world is creating the same emotion. It's the same emotion. Now, if billions and billions of people are going to say stress and anxiety is normal, fear is normal, and then as a result of that, irritation and anger is normal, and then they say it and create it not just for a few hours, not just for a few days, but it's been over a year. So now just think logically. If the global vibrational frequency was here in January 2020, where would it be now in June 2021? It's definitely dipped. It's definitely dipped because it was not few minds. It's millions and millions of minds creating that emotion daily. So it's definitely dipped. Now, when we were here, we wanted to create a peaceful, powerful, happy world. We were here. We wanted to create this. But when we were here, came the pandemic and we shifted here. We wanted to go there, but we shifted here only because of the emotions that we were creating. So now we want to go there. We are here, but it's very simple. It's very simple to reach this stage. And that's why each one, moral responsibility. It's our moral responsibility of how we live in this house. When we are here, we think nobody can see how I'm thinking and my thoughts are only affecting me. So if I'm hurt and I am in pain inside, I said, it's okay. What difference does it make to the world? I am in pain. I'm able to put a smile on my face and do my work. Please, please remember, what we are here is not here. It's vibration. Thoughts don't stay inside. They are energy. They vibrate. They radiate. They reach people. They affect people's health. They influence nature. What would be the vibration of the water of the planet today? It's vibrating with fear and anxiety. And then we are consuming that water. And when we consume that water, those fruits, those vegetables, which have absorbed the vibration of fear and anxiety and stress, we are again consuming it. And when we consume it, we create more of it because we are what we eat and drink. So this goes into a vicious cycle like this. So now it's our moral responsibility to start taking care of every thought we create. Every thought. So if you create a little irritation, a little anger, immediately, I can handle this another way. Why? Because my anger is not just my emotion. It is radiating aggression into the collective consciousness of the planet. I am that one who wants terror to finish from the world. I am the one who wants peace on the planet. And I am radiating aggression, irritation, and anger onto the world. This is not right karma. This is not right karma. So never ever think that what you are inside is just affecting you. It never is. It never is. Create a picture. Put all the minds together, all the minds of the world, not all the minds of the home now. Now all the minds of the world. Create a picture. This. All the minds of the world, like a jigsaw puzzle. My mind is one of them. See this picture every day. My mind is one of the minds of all these minds put together here. And the thoughts I create, the feelings I have, the words I speak and how I behave is radiating energy into the jigsaw puzzle. And my vibration is influencing many, 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 many other minds. And my vibrations are influencing the air, the water, the plants, the fruits, the vegetables, the animals, the birds, everything. This month, we have all been talking about the environment. We're all concerned about the climate. We want to change, but will the change only happen outside? Can we really protect the planet by only creating change outside? No. It's not just enough to grow trees. It's also it's our responsibility to radiate peace, love, and power vibrations to those trees which are growing. So emotions influence the environment. Emotions don't just influence our mind and our body and relationships. Emotions influence environment. So whether it is mental health issues in the world, whether it is emotional health issue, physical health issue, relationships, profession, or the environment. Everything is getting influenced by the collective vibrational energy of the planet. And I, not we, I am a part of that collective vibrational frequency. My frequency is contributing to the collective energy of the planet. Look at the world like this and see the connection between my mind and the planet. I cannot just sit across the TV screens and say, what are they doing to the world? What are they doing? They should not do this. They should be doing this. It's easy to say that. It's easy to say people need to change the world. It's easy to blame people for how the world is. It's easy to even sit back and wait for the world to change. Okay, when the world changes, I will be happy. But none of this will happen. None of this will happen till each one of us takes the responsibility to change the world. The spiritual equation in Hindi is very powerful. Sanskar se sansar. Sanskar means my nature, my vibration, my personality traits. Sansar means the world. Our thoughts create the world. Whether it's the world, my body, the world, my home, the world, my office, or the world, my planet. Our thoughts create our world. And so when we meditate together, we meditate daily. But when we meditate together, we are shifting not just our own state of mind. We are creating a shift in the vibration of the planet. Remember, out of four in the house, only one needs to shift. Don't wait. Sometimes we just sit back and say, just by me changing, is the world going to change? Well, yes, by me changing, the world is going to change. It has to begin with one. Power of one. We all know the power of one in everything that we do, but the power of one in changing the collective energy of the planet. So each time you choose respect instead of anger, each time you choose care instead of worry, each time you choose cooperation instead of competition, each time you forgive someone and you forget what happened in the past instead of holding on to the hurt and resentment, each time you do that, just one thought change, but each time you do that, please remember, you have just shifted the vibration of the planet. You have just shifted the energy, and this shift is shifting many minds. So when one person changes their vibration, other three start getting influenced and they start shifting. So when each one of us starts shifting here, we are going to shift all the others who are not thinking about creating that shift, who are only waiting for the world to change, who are only blaming that who is the cause of all this. So when we start creating the shift, we will become instruments to create a shift in millions and millions of minds. And when so many minds will shift, the world has to change. The world has to change. Nobody can stop the world from changing if we start creating the change within ourselves. So let's start just one thought at a time. Check your behaviors, your thinking patterns, your emotional patterns, your way of speaking. And when you meditate daily, then you don't have to check. It starts coming natural to you, because meditation means connecting to the divine, which means connecting to the highest vibration. So when we connect to the highest vibration, one is praying to God. Second is remembering God. The third is connecting to God. And when you connect to the highest vibration, energy flows from high to low. So like energy flows from one family member to the three, energy flows from the divine to us. And we get filled with that highest vibrational energy of purity, power, wisdom, compassion, bliss. And so filling ourselves from there and then radiating it to the world. So everyday meditation and also practical care during the day. So both the things, not just meditation. Meditation, of course, will create that shift in us. But then during the day, we take care that we remain there. We remain there. So meditation is not something so that we feel peaceful at that time when we are meditating. Meditation so that we create that peaceful state and then remain in that state during the day in every situation. So then COVID will only be a physical health issue for which we are taking care. But we cannot say stress and anxiety because of COVID. We cannot say relationship conflict because of COVID. No, because we have shifted. We have shifted. So meditation on a daily basis, and then using that power that we accumulate during meditation to respond right in every scene. Respond with love, respond with compassion, respond with calm and stability. And when you do that, every time, appreciate yourself. I've just contributed towards creating peace, love, and harmony in the world. I'm not going to wait for the world to change. I am an instrument for the world to change. So during the day, just take care that your state of meditation starts living with you throughout the day.